AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports President Trump is pledging to immediately end protections for Minnesota Somalis.
President Trump says he's immediately terminating temporary legal protections for Somali migrants living in Minnesota, announcing on his social media that the state is a hub of fraudulent money laundering and Somali gangs are terrorizing Minnesota, which has the nation's largest Somali community. Many fled civil war in their East African country. Heidi Altman, policy director at the National Immigrant Justice Center, says there's no legal mechanism that allows the president to terminate protected status for a particular community or state that he has beef with. So how many migrants would be affected by Trump's announcement? A report produced for Congress in August put the number of Somalis covered by the Temporary Protected Status Program at just 705 nationwide. I'm Julie Walker.
On his first full day in jail, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro told a judge yesterday he had violated his ankle monitoring the day before at his house arrest because of a nervous breakdown and hallucinations caused by a change in his medication. At a White House stakeout, a reporter asked President Trump if he'd heard about the arrest of Bolsonaro.
Sir, are you worried about the president being arrested today?
What?
Any comment about the former Brazilian president being arrested today?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Mr. President, are you willing?
I didn't hear. Is that what happened?
Yes, there's a citation.
That's too bad. No, I just think it's too bad.
Bolsonaro was sentenced to 27 years in prison in September for attempting a coup to remain in the presidency after his 2022 electoral defeat. This is AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on heavy rain in Southeast Asia.
A record amount of torrential rain caused severe flash floods in southern Thailand over the weekend. Officials say nearly 2 million people are affected. Video from Thai broadcaster TPBS shows flooded streets in the southern city of Hat Yai, with residents wading through waist-high water or leaving on boats. Thailand's irrigation department says the average rainfall in 10 southern provinces last week and the rainfall in Hat Yai, a major economic hub in Songkhla province, is the highest in 300 years. Meanwhile, the total number of confirmed dead in Vietnam is now over 90, with 11 missing, as the heavy rain that began a week ago has caused severe flooding and triggered landslides. Experts say the extreme weather will badly affect Vietnam's coffee produce this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez.
New York's next mayor, Zoran Mamdani, stood in the Oval Office Friday next to a sitting President Trump, beaming up at him at times, the two exchanging pleasantries. Then over the weekend, the Democratic Socialist was asked if he still believes Trump is a fascist and threat to democracy.
Everything that I've said in the past, I continue to believe.
The two have fiercely criticized each other, with Trump calling Mamdani a communist lunatic.
We don't shy away from where we have disagreements, but we understand what it is that brings us to that table, because I'm not coming into the Oval Office to make a point or make a stand. I'm coming in there to deliver for New Yorkers.
The incoming mayor made his comments on NBC's Meet the Press. Though far apart politically, the White House meeting offered potential political benefits for both. Mamdani was able to meet one-on-one with the president. Trump got to talk about affordability, an issue increasingly important to voters. Julie Walker, New York.
A warning by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration to use caution when flying in Venezuela's airspace because of heightened military activity has at least six carriers suspending flights to the country indefinitely, according to the Airlines Association of Venezuela. They include Avianca and Iberia Airlines, and Turkish Airlines has suspended flights from November 24th to the 28th. Colombian President Gustavo Petro calls blocking flights to countries a crime against humanity. On Friday, the FAA warned pilots that unspecified threats could pose a potential risk to aircraft at all altitudes, as well as planes taking off and landing in Venezuela, and even aircraft on the ground. The two-day G20 summit wrapped up Sunday in South Africa.
I now say that this gavel of this G20 summit formally closes this summit and now moves on to the next president of the G20, which is the United States.
But there was no U.S. representative for South African President Cyril Ramaphosa to hand the gavel to. The U.S. boycotted the summit over President Donald Trump's claims that South Africa is violently persecuting its Afrikaner white minority. The U.S. also was opposed to the leader's declaration on the first day of the talks that focused largely on climate change and global wealth inequality. Other G20 nations, except Argentina, backed the declaration. Top envoys for Europe and Ukraine met ahead of talks in Geneva with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio over President Donald Trump's plan to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. The Ukrainian delegation says the U.K., France, and Germany are rallying around Ukraine in a push to revise Trump's plan, which would require Kyiv to give up large pieces of territory to Moscow. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says in a recorded statement that any credible and sustainable peace plan cannot change borders by force and cannot leave Ukraine vulnerable to future attacks.
Third, the centrality of the European Union in securing peace for Ukraine must be fully reflected. Ukraine must have the freedom and sovereign right to choose its own destiny. They have chosen a European destiny.
Joining Rubio in the talks are U.S. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says his nation could face a pivotal choice between standing up for its sovereignty or preserving American support as talks continue over a U.S. peace plan seen as favoring Russia. In a national address, Zelensky says it's one of the hardest moments in Ukrainian history. He's not rejecting the proposal, but insists on fair treatment. President Trump says it's a path to peace, and Zelensky must sign off.
He'll have to like it, and if he doesn't like it, then, you know, they should just keep fighting, I guess, you know.
In Moscow, Vladimir Putin says the plan could form the basis for a final peace settlement. The deal foresees Ukraine handing over land to Russia and blocking Kyiv's coveted path to NATO membership. Russia expert Max Bregman says Zelensky's address was aimed at steeling his people ahead of another harsh winter under Russian attack.
So there's some reasons to make sort of concessions that were unfathomable 3-4 years ago or even last year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
European leaders are in South Africa hashing out alternatives to a U.S. plan to stop Russia's war in Ukraine, a plan that's seen as favoring Moscow. The plan sparked alarm in Kyiv, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying Friday that his country could face a stark choice between standing up for its sovereign rights and preserving the American support it needs. Zelensky says Ukraine's representatives at the meeting know how to protect Ukrainian national interests and exactly what is is needed to prevent Russia from carrying out a third invasion, another strike against Ukraine. The U.S. plan proposes that Ukraine hand over territory to Russia and offers limited security guarantees to Ukraine. A top official says Ukrainian envoys will meet a U.S. delegation in Switzerland to discuss the proposal, after President Donald Trump said he wants Ukraine to respond by next week. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is responding to the Democratic lawmakers who recorded a video reminding military service members that they shouldn't obey illegal orders.
When they say, essentially don't follow the orders of the President of the United States?
The President previously posted of those taking part in the video, seditious behavior punishable by death. He later shared a separate post that suggested hang them, George Washington would.
I'm not threatening them, but I think they're in serious trouble. I would say they're in serious trouble. I'm not threatening death, but I think they're in serious trouble. In the old days, it was death.
The President spoke to Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Radio. One of the lawmakers in the video, Pennsylvania's Chrissy Houlihan, says the President has threatened her life.
This is not normal political discourse. Indeed, it is in fact a explicit embrace of political violence against the opposition.
Houlihan says she's also dumbfounded by the silence of her Republican colleagues. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Another Kennedy tragedy. Tatiana Slossberg, John F. Kennedy's granddaughter, revealing she has terminal cancer and may live for only about another year. The 35-year-old's mother is Caroline Kennedy, who is JFK's daughter. Schlossberg shared the news in an essay in The New Yorker, where she says, I have added a new tragedy to her life, to our family's life, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Last year, after the birth of her second child, she was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, a fast-growing cancer of the blood and bone marrow. In her essay, she slams her cousin, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s policies, including cuts to cancer research.
A massive container ship at the Port of Los Angeles caught fire Friday, prompting a shelter in place for nearby residents after officials with the Coast Guard and the LA Fire Department said hazardous materials were on that ship. Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
We know that there was lithium-ion batteries there. We know that there was other hazardous waste, but we don't know specifically which ones burned.
Officials say it was an electrical fire which caused an explosion. Van Gerpen says the smell was noxious.
You almost have that metallic taste in your mouth, and it has a very distinct odor to it, like a chemical type smell in the air. So that's why we also told people, if you can smell this chemical smell, or have, then that's, you need to move to fresh air.
It took more than 100 firefighters working overnight to get the blaze under control. The ship moved out to sea, where fireboats continued to douse the flames. I'm Julie Walker.
A motorist in North Carolina had a close call along Route 74 near Bryson City Wednesday morning. Authorities in Swain County shared the 911 call.
Okay, you may not believe me, but I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield. It absolutely shattered my windshield.
The dispatcher responded calmly, sending her to a location where she could meet with highway patrol officers and make a report.
I do believe you, honestly.
Okay, I had a witness. He's like, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Scavenging is common behavior for bald eagles, and Kendrick Weeks with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission says the cat could have been roadkill.
Another question, is the cat still alive?
No, it is not.
Eagles sometimes lose their grip on what they've caught, especially if they're being harassed by another raptor or the prey becomes too heavy. It's not clear if the unfortunate cat slipped from the eagle's talons or was dropped on purpose. I'm Jennifer King.
Four prison guards involved in the death of an incarcerated black man whose brutal beating at an upstate New York prison last year was captured on body cam video have now been sentenced to prison terms. The four pled guilty 2 weeks before the start of a trial for a group of guards accused in the death of 43-year-old Robert Brooks. Brooks was pummeled while handcuffed in an exam room at the Marcy Correctional Facility. The videos caused outrage and calls for reforms. Nicholas Anzalone and Anthony Farina each received 22-year terms. Michael Masha was sentenced to 3 to 9 years in prison, while David Walters received 2 years, 4 months to 7 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Abortion is again illegal in North Dakota. At the state Supreme Court, 3 out of 5 justices agreed that the ban that had been struck down by a lower court was too vague, but the state requires a 4 out of 5 majority for a law to be found unconstitutional.
The 2023 law, signed by then-Governor Doug Burgum, makes performing an abortion a felony, with exceptions for rape or incest in only the first 6 weeks, or to prevent a serious health risk or death of the mother, and psychological conditions do not count. The plaintiffs had argued that the law endangered the lives of pregnant women and denied doctors due process for not specifying when an abortion may be performed for health reasons. The sole clinic where abortions were available moved from Fargo to Moorhead, Minnesota in 2022, and since then, the procedure has only been available in hospitals when a mother's health is threatened. North Dakota joins 12 other states that ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy. I'm Jennifer King.
3 former sheriff's deputies have been found not guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of a 58-year-old black man, Yuri Martin, as he walked through a small Georgia town. Martin was on a 30-mile trek to visit relatives for his birthday on a hot July day in 2017 when he tried to ask someone for water. Police were called. Martin was shot at least 15 times with stun guns by Henry Lee Copeland, Michael Howell, and Rhett Scott, who said Martin was walking illegally in the road, littered by dropping a soda can, and aggressively refused to follow their commands. Trial testimony showed Martin suffered from heat stress, a weakened heart, and had been treated for schizoaffective disorder. Scott was acquitted on all charges, but jurors deadlocked on charges of involuntary manslaughter and reckless conduct against Copeland and Howell. Ohio police officer Connor Grubb has been acquitted of all charges, including murder, after fatally shooting 21-year-old Takiya Young in a supermarket parking lot.
Find the defendant not guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
The verdict brought cries from Young's grandmother as she collapsed in the courtroom.
Mr. Grubb, you're...
The pregnant black mother had been accused of shoplifting alcohol when police were called. A fellow officer's body cam video shows Young refusing that officer's order to get out of her car.
They said, "You stole stuff, do not leave. Get out of the car."
Before it rolled forward into Officer Grubb, who fired once, hitting her in the chest. Prosecutors had failed to present proof that Grubb knew that Takiya Young was 7 months pregnant when he shot her. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, but only after giving up much of an earlier rally. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday. It had been up nearly 2% earlier in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 493 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Comments from an influential Federal Reserve official renewed hopes that the Fed could lean towards another rate cut in December. Homebuilders rose on hopes that cheaper mortgages might bring some life to the sluggish housing market. D.R. Horton jumped almost 7%. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Dak Prescott rallied the Cowboys from 21 points down to beat the Eagles 24-21 after breaking Tony Romo's franchise passing yards record in the third quarter.
That game was needed, and no, never blinked, never had any doubt.
New England became the NFL's first 10-win team with its 9th straight win at Cincinnati. The LA Rams improved to 9-2 after routing the Buccaneers, who lost QB Baker Mayfield to a left shoulder injury. College football Saturday, number 9 Notre Dame routed Syracuse 70-7 behind Jeremiah Love's 3 touchdowns.
I don't think of that as an individual stat line, that's just a team stat line.
NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 37 and Oklahoma City improved to a league-best 17-1 with a rout of Portland. And MLB, the Rangers traded Marcus Semien to the Mets for Brandon Nimmo. The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed 2 teammates Saturday morning, hours before the school's game against South Florida. UAB said both wounded players were in stable condition. The university had not released the names of those involved. A suspect is in custody. County jail records show offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged with assault and attempted murder. Interim coach Alex Mortensen said some players chose to sit out the game, but most played to honor graduating seniors.
An Ivy League football team is headed to the playoffs for the first
last time. Yale clinched a postseason berth after routing rival Harvard 45-28 in the 141st playing of the game at the Yale Bowl. Coach Tony Reno's team secured the Ivy League's first ever automatic bid to NCAA FCS postseason play, which the league had previously prohibited. Yale QB and coach's son Dante Reno threw three touchdowns.
This is the most historic, one of the most historic programs in the country, in the world. So to go out here and do something that nobody has ever done with an opportunity to do it. And we knew all the chips were stacked against us. We knew nobody picked us to win this game, but we didn't really care.
The 8-2 Bulldogs also secured a share of the Ivy League title with the 9-1 Crimson, led by coach Andrew Orrick.
If my guys are going to play as hard as they did and fight to the end, I'm going to use every second we have on that clock to try to go win that game.
Yale leads the all-time series with 72 wins, 61 losses, and 8 ties. The NCAA says former Temple guard Hasir Miller placed dozens of bets on Owls games, including some against his team. The NCAA deemed Miller permanently ineligible after finding he placed 42 parlay bets totaling $473 on Temple games between 2022 and 24. The NCAA says 3 of those bets were against his own team. Former Temple Special Assistant Coach Cameron Winter and former Graduate Assistant Jalen Bond were found to have violated NCAA rules by betting on pro and college sports. Travis Kelce plans to decide on retirement after the season, aiming to give the Kansas City Chiefs ample time to prepare. Kelce wants to make his decision before free agency opens and the NFL draft takes place. The new league year begins March 11th, marking the start of free agency. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh quarterback Aaron Rodgers practiced with a broken left wrist in a brace, raising the possibility of playing against Chicago on Sunday. New York Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart will miss a second consecutive game with a concussion. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Europe's welcomed what officials say are steps in the right direction at talks in Geneva on U.S. peace proposals, seen as heavily favoring Russia. But they warn discussions still have a long way to go. Finnish President Alexander Stubb wrote on social platform X about Sunday's meeting in Switzerland. The negotiations, she says, are a step forward, but there's still major issues which remain to be solved. The talks went over a 28-point peace proposal presented last week by the US that triggered alarm in Kyiv and European capitals by heavily favouring Moscow's demands. The surprise emergence of the peace plan has coincided with a bleak period for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, with the war less than 3 months shy of its fourth anniversary. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Catholic school in Nigeria's Niger State in the north-central part of the country, where more than 300 school children were abducted, say 50 of the children have escaped and are back with their families. Pope Leo has called for the release of the 253 remaining children, as well as 12 teachers. 38 worshippers who were kidnapped during a deadly church attack in central Nigeria have regained their freedom, according to the governor of Kwara State. I'm Donna Water. A man in Gaza City cries over the body of one of at least 24 people killed Saturday when Israel launched airstrikes against Hamas militants. Health officials in Gaza say more than 50 people were wounded. The Israeli strikes came despite a ceasefire that began October 10th. On Monday, the UN Security Council approved a U.S. blueprint to secure and govern the territory. It authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security, approves a transitional authority to be overseen by President Donald Trump, and envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. Health officials say on Wednesday and Thursday, at least 33 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes over a 12-hour period. I'm Donna Water.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, religious violence in Nigeria grabs attention, and a Texas classroom mandate to display the Ten Commandments receives a mixed response.
Today, faith is under attack in way too many places. In Nigeria, Christians are being targeted, driven from their homes, and killed.
Recording artist Nicki Minaj spoke at the United Nations this week to address rising levels of violence toward Christians, particularly in Nigeria.
Churches have been burned, families have been torn apart, and entire communities live in fear constantly, simply because of how they pray.
President Trump has singled Nigeria out for what he calls the killing of Christians by radical Islamists. Victims and church leaders echoed Trump's claims that Christians are persecuted. Experts and residents say some attacks target Christians, but most emphasize that in the West African nation's widespread violence, everyone is a potential victim, regardless of background or belief.
My religion and my spiritual choices are my choices, and everybody else should have the freedom to make their choices without having something else imposed on them.
Gigi Cervantes is a former Texas teacher protesting the state mandate to place the Ten Commandments in public schools. She's among some teachers and parents who are worried that the law forces Christianity on students and believe it breaches the U.S. Constitution.
This is a copy of the First Amendment, and I did place one of these posters right next to the poster of the Ten Commandments in my room.
Across the state, mandate supporters like Lauren Lady are donating Ten Commandments posters to schools.
We're not forcing anyone to follow any specific set of rules, right? These, like I said, are great guidelines for living, great historical guidelines for our nation and how we develop.
The mandate faces legal challenges that are expected to reach the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
With an Amex card, my benefits suit me, so I earn on both big and little things in life. And so can you. Are you a foodie who dines in or one who takes out? Maybe a traveler searching for new destinations and travel perks. Saving rewards for something big or maybe for someone small. There's an Amex card waiting for you. See if you pre-qualify for an American Express card with no impact on your credit score. Learn more at americanexpress.com/tech-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you accept a card. Terms apply.